with the announcement that Timmins Council is reviewing the mayor's salary ahead of the 2022 election. Here's a look at how much Northern Ontario mayors took home last year. Each year, municipalities are required to reveal how much council members were paid in salary and expenses. Of the large cities in northeastern Ontario, Timmins has the lowest population and the second highest paid mayor. Here's how Northern Ontario mayors stacked up in 2020, the last full year that the remuneration numbers are available for. The population numbers are from the 2016 census, which are the most recent totals available from Stats Canada. North Bay, population 51,553. Mayor Al MacDonald received a total of $80,964.61 to $69,974.40 in salary, $10,069.80 in fringe benefits, which include city-paid costs such as Canada Pension Plan and Employer Health Tax, and $920.41 in reimbursable expenses. Greater Sudbury, population 161,531. Mayor Brian Bigger received a total of $228,873.07. That includes $180,448.26 in remuneration and $48,424.81 in fringe benefits, which may include Canada Pension Plan, Employer Health Tax, Dental, Extended Health, OMERS, Travel, Life Insurance, Long-Term Disability, Short-Term Disability, Phone and Internet Allowances and Parking Benefits. Timmins, population, 41,788. Timmins Mayor George Peary received a total of $101,785.58 to $98,409.34 in remuneration and $3,376.24 in expenses. This does not include remuneration for boards the mayor sits on. Sault Ste. Marie, population 73,368. Mayor Christian Provenzano received a total of $82,257.13. That includes a $75,124.37 honorarium, $4,913.02 car allowance, $2,219.74 for training, travel to conferences.